This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Si tienes ciertas afecciones crónicas como
enfermedad cardíaca,
asma,
diabetes, y tienes 19 años o más,
52,
36,
42,
puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20, vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20. Si tienes ciertas afecciones crónicas como
enfermedad cardíaca,
asma,
diabetes,
y tienes 19 años o más,
52,
36,
42.
Puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20, vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Conan, guess what?
What up?
Summer is here and the time is out to shed unwanted body fat for swimmer season with X-Lean 5 from our friends at Legacy Sports Nutrition. X-Lean 5 has a unique thermogenic and lipogenic formula to target fat cells and raise your metabolism at the same time. So when you combine it with restricted calories and quality exercise, you'll see amazing results, just like K100 listener Jay, who has lost 50 pounds and counting and 10 inches from his waist, and that's just one of the hundreds of K100 fam who are currently using Legacy products and love their results.
I'd be friend of the show, Jay Baca.
Hey, Bach.
Yeah.
Legacy was founded by a friend of the show, Nick Aldis. Nick personally answers customer questions and gives advice on getting in your best shape when you become a Legacy customer. He uses the products himself, so you know he believes in the results. Go to LegacySupps.com. That's LegacySupps.com and use code K100. It gets you a 10% discount to help support this show, and we're proud that so many K100 fam are bettering themselves and getting in their best shape ever and supporting LegacySupps.com and our show. With protein powders, greens, testosterone boosters, sleep aids, and more, Legacy has you covered. Level up with Legacy now at LegacySupps.com. Boom. Next one's from, interesting, Ken Brzezinski. Brzezinski.
Okay, let me give you this. This is not as much, but the Pharmaceutical Research and Manufacturers of America, Pharma, a trade association representing companies in the pharmaceutical industry, was a top individual lobbying spender in the industry in 2022. And this sounds like very little to me. Spending $29.2 million for its lobbyist to cozy up with legislators.
Yeah.
That should be illegal.
Now think about that. Well, it should be, which is why Robert Kennedy Jr., RFK, is sitting there saying, I'm going to stop this shit. How was he going to get any – who was going to give him positive press on that besides Russell Brand, Glenn Greenwald, like these independent – they're independent guys.
Maybe Bill Maher.
Bill Maher, you know, he had
Rogan.
The independent media.
Thank God for those guys.
Right.
Thank God for those guys.
Because this guy would just be suppressed and they don't even want this guy talking to anybody, you know? So he needs to be in the conversation in this debate because over the next year, he needs to start letting everybody know and, hey, get this mainstream. Look, you know, the drug companies are you know, they've hijacked the narrative, and they're running the show, and like we can't let this happen for companies that basically have a history of corruption, you know, having to pay out for harming people with their drugs when the drugs weren't safe, right. And you know, it's like, come on, it's like, you know, like I said, remember what I said, like some of the cartels have more ethics than the drug dealers, because the cartels will literally like go into the community and say, hey, well, let's not mess with the clergy, let's not mess with the fair, you know, they actually have, like, as crazy as it sounds, they do have a very small set of morals and rules which they apply by. Bro, it doesn't seem like pharma applies by any rules. They just want to sell their drugs to whoever they can, and the results be damned, you know. So I don't know. From Ken, this is interesting. Ken Brzezinski, Music Debate Redux. Hope you all doing well, especially K-Duck with his health. Heard you guys Van Halen Hager debate. What's your opinion on the early era Sabbath versus late Dio era Sabbath? Personally, it's odds or nothing for me. Oh my god, is that an actual discussion that has been in Joe? Has that ever been brought up?
Yeah, who was the best?
Like Ronnie James Dio with Black Sabbath as opposed to Ozzy?
Right. Yes.
Like, what would you say the percentage of people that think Ronnie James Dio is better than Ozzy in Black Sabbath?
30 to 40%.
No way.
Yeah.
Really?
There's hardcore Dio fans.
That many?
I think so. Yeah.
Oh my god! I would say Ozzy Osbourne 90%. Like he's a face.
Though I will say this, Dio was not a bad replacement.
He won, but like
no, he was an Ozzy, but he wasn't a bad replacement. You know?
Right. All right. P.S.
Just like that guy that they put on fucking Journey, that sounds just like him. Yeah, he's incredible. Yeah. Because there's some guys that they put in when the guy leaves or fighting with the group or passes away, and you're like, what?
Yeah. Right.
P.S. Thanks for all the great content. You guys are my Sunday afternoon ritual when I listen to you while I'm splashing around my pool. I guess you could say I'm addicted to the Wade. Jesus.
Well, okay, what's this guy's name?
Ken Brzezinski's going every week.
You're addicted to the block. You're out of here. You're suspended. And anybody, I already told you.
Baby.
Yeah.
Okay, I already told people that to stop that shit.
Yeah, and they're continuing. They're purposely doing it.
Now they're trying to antagonize us. And the next thing that's going to happen is he just won't read the letter at all if it contains any addicted to anything stupidity. Go send that to Get My Go shit. They'll put you over, probably give you a handy. I don't know, but don't do it here.
So Ken is suspended, correct?
I think that's 100%, 100%. Nexus and Fault.
Go home and get your fucking shine box.
Nexus from Fall Vampire, the subject is Crazy Ryback. Speaking of crazy, Billy Body is now claiming that CM Punk has filed a lawsuit against him for stuff he said about him on Twitter. Obviously, more lies made up by Billy Body. The guy's struggling so badly without you that he's pulling stuff like this for attention in the hope that you guys will have him back on to talk about it. He's pathetic, and I love to see it. Never liked him. Quick sidebar, Fall Vampire, Punk is suing Billy Body, and I've seen the letter.
Now, is he suing him, or was it a warning like, I will sue you?
I could go back and read it. I think it was a cease and desist letter. So
yeah.
Speaking of nut jobs,
it's not going to get just real quick. It's not going to get the coverage that Billy. I'd assume Billy's like, oh, you know, attention coverage. No one's going to report on it except his boys, like the Torch, the Observer, Pete Insider. No one's going to cover.
Yeah, that's fascinating because it's obviously newsworthy. Okay, yeah. CM Punk is suing a Dershi guy, but. You know, it doesn't make any sense because, you know, I don't know. Speaking of nut jobs, I've got to ask you guys about Ryback. Recently he's been publicly campaigning everywhere he can for Tony Khan to book a Ryback versus Goldberg match in AEW. I don't know what year Ryback thinks this is, but it sounds like a complete car crash waiting to happen. Remember, Ryback is the guy who said he refused to have a match with the Ultimate Warrior for WrestleMania 30, an obvious lie. My question basically is, how likely do you think that Ryback versus Goldberg is to happen in AEW, and if Tony Khan were to sign him, how do you think CM Punk would react? I don't. Honestly, I think Ryback versus Goldberg is an absolutely very compelling match that would generate interest. Are you in? Would you be interested in seeing that, Conan?
Yep.
Yeah, I'm 100% interest. You know, two big guys. Like, how often can we book a match with two big guys that come across as like A-list stars? Not often. Well, Go ahead.
Why did he ask how would CM Punk react? What does that have to do with anything?
Well, Ryback.
Because Ryback.
Yeah,
you've got to put all that to the side and just do business. That has nothing to do with you. He's not wrestling you.
Ryback comes across to me as absolutely the guy that would squash all previous beefs to do business with anybody. That's what he comes across to me as. He's very intelligent.
Plus, how does it help anything?
Right. Exactly. Next is from the review.
Put that to the side. You don't got to go out with the guy. You don't got to go sing karaoke. You don't even got to be in catering together. Just do business.
This is Mark from Austin, Texas. He's from the Review Podcast. Hmm. The subject is MJF's edge. Hello. My question is for the whole crew. Do you think MJF will lose his edge if he signs with WWE? He won't be able to swear constantly. He won't be able to refer to other companies, which these days constitutes 90% of his promo material. Add to that his height or lack thereof, and it can add up to a slow start in the WWE. I know he's talented and will adapt, but there's nothing he's shown at this point indicates he'd maintain his buzz with the smart fans if he does. Completely disagree. You can obviously see that MJF's acting skills are top-notch, which is what you need on WWE. Is good actors for backstage vignettes, for promos, which is what he nails every single time. So he's tailor made for that company.
He has something that most wrestlers don't have. He has swag and he has charisma oozing.
Right.
And he looks like a star. He acts like a star. He dresses like a star. And he can go. He hasn't had any bad, you know, he's had some high profile matches and he had good matches.
Yeah.
Is there a performer in AEW that shows more confidence in front of the camera than he does?
Well, Jericho, but that's a big difference in time.
Not more. You know. Not more. Absolutely not. Not more.
Dallas.
No way. MJF was like, everything he does, he feels like he's doing the right thing. Every facial expression he makes, he just seems supremely comfortable and confident out there. Next is from Dean Buckley, subject is mailbag. Hi, guys. Dean from, oh my God, is this near, where does Hughie live?
Belfast.
Look how far Belfast is from Cork City, Ireland. Okay, because this is Cork City, Ireland sounds like a place where it's just like a bunch of drunks that are drinking corks. Like everybody, yeah, that's what
they're Cork's literally. They're complete opposite sides of Ireland. It's a 5 hours difference. 5 hours.
All right, so Dean from Cork City, Ireland, do you guys think a Mark boxing event would be fun? Billy versus KG, Joe versus some other Mark podcaster. All the parody accounts could have a Royal Rumble with Russo versus Cornette. 2 out of 3 falls in the main event.
Let me give 3 kazoos here.
Conan.
What up?
If you haven't heard already, it's Smooth Sack Summer. When you're playing in the summer sun, make sure you escape from pubes to bum.
Nice.
That's right. This is a summer to keep your balls cool while still looking hot with Manscaped. The leaders at Below the Waist Grooming are making sure we all have a ball this summer by giving our pants partners everything they need to stay fresh. So dive headfirst into Smooth Sack Summer by going to manscaped.com for 20% off and free shipping with their code K100. Now, I used to shave my balls with a razor, and I get nicks and cuts sometimes. It's a pain in the ass. Yeah, that's
risky business.
But now our friends from Manscaped have provided us with the ultimate package. It's called the Performance Package 4.0, and it has everything you need to prepare for that summer bod. Our favorite product, we've spoken about this many times, is a lawnmower 4.0 trimmer that features a cutting-edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents thanks to their advanced skin-safe technology. The Lawnmower 4.0 is a 7,000 RPM motor, a new multifunction on-off switch that can engage a travel lock, and gives you the ability to turn the 4,000K LED spotlight on and off when needed for more precise shave, and it's waterproof. You can do it in the shower, the pool, you can do it in the bathtub. You can do it in, like, Joe, I'm sure you probably like to, like, you like to bathe in the toilet sometimes. You can do it in there.
I was
going to
say, you're gonna shave your pubes in the pool?
No, I'm not.
Whose pool is this? That's disgusting.
Well, that's Philadelphia. A lot of people do that in their pools.
Right.
Now they have the perfect haircut, too. You can use Manscaped's liquid formulations to keep that freshness even as the hottest summer barbecues. Most importantly, and Joe, you need this, the Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant. To stay cool in the heat.
For sure.
With a soothing aloe vera formula, it's very comfortable. It's the best in the business for below-the-waist freshness. And the clear dry formula will keep looking good while smelling good. Then Conan's favorite product, the Manscaped Boxers. And these are easily the most comfortable boxers you will ever put on. And the cool shed travel bag that Conan can load all his Manscaped products in and put it in his luggage when he travels to Mexico for AAA. Also, wearing sandals with some nasty toenails during the summer months? Well, take a look at the Shears 2.0, and it's a luxury nail grooming kit. It's perfect. The kit includes stainless steel nail cutters, tweezers, and grooming scissors. And with the performance package, your balls will be ready to impress, but make sure you cover the rest with the Shears 2.0. So get 20% off and free shipping with the code K100 at MANSEAPED.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with the code K100 at manscaped.com. It's one of our favorite products. It's smooth sex, summer boys, so get on board or get left behind. You know, during the summer months, you got to keep that area taken care of.
Yeah, and the Shears 2.0 being one of their new releases, that's great for, I'm not sure, if I haven't seen Disco, but I know for a fact that I wear slides on my feet sometimes, and Conan is definitely a slide wearer, so that's great for guys that keep their feet exposed during the summer. You have that sweet nail trimmer kit.
Yeah, well, you know, this is our best-selling item for a reason. A lot of wrestlers in the business have reached out to us to take advantage of the special discount that you do when you put in our code. But, you know, they take care of you. And this isn't just for your nether regions. You can use it to shave your arms. You can use it under your arms. You can use it for your chest. You can use it for your face. Don't be like Joe and use the same one that you use on your balls on your face. Buy two different ones. They also have, like he said, the ball deodorant, a travel bag. This is excellent. They take care of you. They got shampoo. They got conditioner. We take care of you here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, with all our products are supplements to improve your health. With Legacy right. Supps, Manscaped, improve your look. You know, it's just this personal betterment.
How you look is how you're treated. And, you know, if you want to, you know, impress your significant other or the other sex or the same sex or whatever you're into, you want to be groomed and smelling clean. You know what I'm saying? And they take care of you. And like Disco said, the boxers are the most comfortable ones I've ever used. And that's all I ever use now. So take it from us. Check out Manscaped for all your grooming needs. Boom.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, and sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
Next is from Super Egg Amen.
Super Reggae Man.
Super Reggae Man. Okay. Super Reggae Man, right. So the subject is Sunday 420 thoughts, and the guy's high. Gentlemen, this is interesting, too. He actually Joe, look at the timestamp on the email.
At 4:20.
Yeah, precisely. He sent this at 4:20 precisely. Gentlemen, what a guan. What does G-W-A-N mean, guan?
What a guan is, it just means what's going on in Jamaican English.
Super Reggae Man here. My question this week is about AEW Collision. They came right out of the gate, guns a-blazing, with a great first show. There was a noticeable difference in the talent in terms of size. With guys like Hobbs, Luchasaurus, Wardlow, Miro, thrown in Caveman Camarado, and even the cleverly named Big Bill, could Collision be the show where the big boys play? If so, it'd be a hell of a deal, and I'd be all in. That's from SRM, Super Reggae Man.
Mm-hmm.
I did notice that there are a lot of bigger guys on that show. Maybe that would be the big boy show. Maybe that's why they call it Collision.
Yeah,
you put the big boys out there, they're doing, running into each other. Stuff. I did not. Well, Super Reggae Man, I didn't think that, the ratings dropped 27% from the first show to second show. So I did not share the enthusiasm that most people did for the first show based on the reasons that we gave, which is that nothing really happened other than the stuff that happens in all their other shows.
It'd be a good way to differentiate the shows for sure.
It would. What do you think about that, Conan? Make it the big boy show?
Could be. I mean, at the end of the day, they have to be entertaining and being good storylines no matter what size they are. So
isn't that pretty funny
to me?
If you think about it, all these big guys you just had sitting on the bench for so long.
Yeah, I mean, and no explanation either.
But
that's the way the business is. For a long time, all the little guys were sitting on the sideline. Better yet, they weren't even allowed into the business.
Yeah.
Let me ask you guys this, because for Dynamite, I'd say if it's over 800 or 850,000, it's a good rating, right? That's like the benchmark, right? 800 or 850. So what do you think going forward, now that Collision's dropped down to 595, what do you think is going to be the benchmark for Collision? Like, if it's over 600, it's good. If it's over 500?
I don't know.
They
said that Dave Meltzer said the Collision has to do well. I don't know what well is, though. So he talked about the first rating was fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what he thinks about the second rating. So
I'm going to send him an email and ask him, what does TBS or TNT, which is one that plays
them? TNT's
TNT.
What do they consider a good rating? Anything over 200, anything over 300, anything,
right.
And see what it is, that we'll have a better idea. Cause it might be anything over 300 is good for them. And these guys are getting 800. Who knows?
Mm-hmm. Well, here's one thing I want to know is AEW,
they're not increasing the rating, which is not good. Yeah.
Well, are they getting any money from Warner Brothers Discovery for the show? Because Russo had a good point.
They're not doing it for free.
Well, I don't know. Russo had a point that they made. He said he was looking at some stuff and he heard some things that Tony Khan is paying for the show. And that's what I don't know. It's very unclear. Like we should know these facts. Like what is, who's paying?
TNT executive.
I'm going to ask those questions to Meltzer, see what he tells me.
Go ahead. Go email him now, see what he says. All right. Next is from Mike Sinaj. The subject is mailbag question. Hi, Disco Conan and Joe. I've liked listening to the Rehash show. My two favorite Rehash episodes were the best of Juventud Guerrera and when Kevin Gill got destroyed by guests on your show. That's our best show ever, I think, is when Russo destroyed Gill and told him he was a disgrace to the
Well, it was everybody. It was Russo, Lord Cyrus, it was Lance, it was us. I remember Jericho came on here once and destroyed him with his donkey laugh. Yeah, so he was getting it from everywhere.
Even Ryan Satin took shots at him,
Right. My question is, will we be seeing more best of XYZ guests on Rehash? For example, the best of Don Callis on Keeping 100? Is there any possibility in the future that we'll be able to listen to Kevin Gill getting destroyed Volume 2 on Rehash? Sorry for the long question. I love what you guys do. Thanks for answering my question. I hope you have a good day. Joe, this guy wants more Kevin Gill bashing in the Rehash episodes.
Yeah, I'm sure.
What are our numbers like on the Kevin Gill bashing on the Rehash shows? Do those do good numbers?
That show was advertised as like confrontations and arguments, but the beginning was KG getting slaughtered by Russo. So it wasn't an all KG episode, but that one did very well. Yeah.
Who's gotten buried worse on this show than when Russo buried Kevin Gill? That's never really happened before, huh?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah. Next is from Matthew Hansen.
Us burying KG. That was even more brutal.
Right. Yeah. And the subject is marriage for US visa storyline. Hello, gentlemen and Feeny. Who would you book together in a storyline where a wrestler is about to be deported if they don't get married soon? For example, Nyla Rose marrying Daddy Magic? Thanks. And that's, is Daddy Magic Canadian?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, he is? Okay. Who would I book? Well, who's, first, I would book, who's a Mexican wrestler?
Yeah, so it could be a Mexican citizen or a Japanese citizen or Canadian or whatever.
I don't know. Okay, they get married. What's the big, after that, what do you do with them?
So, yeah. That's,
All right. All right. Next one's from Vincent Petrosky, and the subject is much love for disco. This is a good email. I mean, well, it might be a good email. I don't know. Hey, guys. I've been a listener since day one. This is the only wrestling podcast I still listen to. You guys have all the same interests that I do. Some wrestling, movies, music, pop culture, women, and politics. Disco. Compliment number one. I love the way you keep it real and piss off all the snowflake wrestling fans and wrestlers. Number two. Your sports knowledge is on point. Question. Does it still sting that my Yankees took down your Braves in 1996? Ouch. Your team was loaded in the 90s to only get one World Series. One World Series win is a huge underachievement. Last thing, I know you don't take suggestions, but I got to do it. I'd love to hear Conrad come on to some for some K100 sports episodes. Maybe Booker T and Ric Flair. You can tell these guys have some good sports knowledge. That's a possibility. We could talk about that, Conan. Mm-hmm.
We've had Conrad.
Yeah, no, I absolutely have a bitter taste in my mouth over 96 because Jim Leyritz, who turned out to be a steroid abuser, okay, got suspended for steroids, hit a 3-run home run, and then they knock my Braves out of the series like late, and it was like, you know, it was disgusting. A cheater, they cheated. The Yankees cheated,
bro. That's when you guys had that holy trinity of pitching. It was ridiculous.
Yeah. Oh, Maddox, Glavin. Who else?
Maddox, Glavin,
Steve Avery, John Smoltz. Yeah.
And then there's a guy named Greg McMahon.
Well, hey, bro, if you want to go there, because I hate the Yankees, you guys ain't doing too good right now. I read this, which I couldn't believe. Without Aaron Judge, the team's batting like 189 or 190 or something like that. It's brutal. And the Braves are just killing it. And Conrad, if you join our Patreon, okay, you can go back and you can listen to every time Conrad was on, just put on the search thing, Conrad Thompson. And every time he's been on, he's talked sports with us.
Yeah, usually college football. Especially, always. Yes, sir. Yep.
Next one's from Jeffrey Biggleson. The subject is Santo and Octagon banned from AAA. Hi, guys. Big fan of the show, even disco. Ha ha. I heard in a recent episode during the Lucha Libre segment, Conan mentioned how Santo and Octagon were barred from AAA. Was Santo trying to sue Conan's boss and trying to get her arrested? I was wondering if Conan could tell these stories as to why they are banned and the stories behind them. Thanks, guys, and keep up the good work. Keeping 100 gets me through the day every day. It's really the only podcast I listen to. Didn't you explain this in detail when we talked about it?
Pretty much.
Yeah. Go back and listen to the show. I heard on a recent episode during the... You said you heard on a recent episode. I don't know. I thought he was very clear and told that story in detail. So.
Did I tell the whole story, Joe, or no?
I thought you did.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, I don't know what more he's looking for, but maybe.
All right. Well, just in your next letter, tell me specifically what you want to know, because I thought I said it last week.
Right. Go listen. Yeah, go listen to it again, buddy. And then,
if you still have any questions, just send another email and I'll answer it.
The next is from John Kamapa, and the subject is Where Did It All Go Wrong? On the most recent SmackDown, Ronda Reyes and Shayna Baszler unified the WWE and NXT tag team titles. Who gives a F? People may not get it today, but as little as 4 to 5 years ago, Rousey was on the same level of celebrity as Beyonce. Now in 2023, she's making entrances at WrestleMania to minimal reaction at best. Basically, what I'm asking is, where did it all go wrong for her? Is it WWE's fault or is she to blame for this? Also, with your booking ideas, do you think that there's a way to fix her? Conan's dogs are the real draws of the show. Interesting. Well, she got pregnant, had to go off TV for a while, for like a year. That's what, bro, when you're on TV and then you just suddenly get taken off TV, you know, and you're hot, it's like, you know, coming back. I don't know.
Nothing's really gone wrong with her because she was not a good baby face. Okay. And plus, remember when she first came in, she marked out, she was always smiling and like, she acted like a mark. And, you're supposed to be a celebrity. You should be like, you know, I belong here. But anyways, having said that, she was miscast as a baby face. She couldn't take criticism. She started to go off on people on social media. So WWE probably figured, bro, she's a good heel. And probably in real life, because remember when they were doing Ultimate Fighter and it was her and the other girl, Misha Tate, mm-hmm. and how unlikable she came off on that show, doing a lot of sophomoric shit to her. And you were like, grow up. So, you know, she is a heel in real life. She wants to, like all the other Snowflake. She wants people to constantly put her over. So they put her as a heel, and I think she's been a good heel. The problem is this Shayna Baszler, who I think is good, that's her girl, and she was like, I want to do something with Shayna, and she's not really in anything exciting right now, you know?
Right. Next is from Eddie Gonzalez. So does Jeff Lane. Question for Disco only. Would you still have gone back with Vince if you were doing LTB again? Lions Tiger, LTBDTQIA. Again, with Jeff Lane, his lame topics and questions. Go get my goat can suck a bag of dicks. Enjoy your day, gentlemen. What do you think about that, Joe?
Eddie Gonzalez, I believe he's a get my goat listener. I'm not. He's trying to get over you guys.
I'd like to bring him in to tell him to come in the round tables. I'd like to invite
him. He needs to pay.
Okay, that's true. here's the reason I quit doing the Vince's show is because I didn't have a lot of time on free time on my hands. And plus, I didn't like with free time on my hands, having to do his show and having, you know, his listeners write letters to Vince, emails grading my performance. But Vince probably was good to see me go to that. He didn't have to deal with the headache of the people complaining about my performances on the show.
No, but didn't he once write on Twitter? I'll admit I did miss Disco, and I'm glad to have him back or something like that.
Yeah, he missed me, but honestly, he was getting emails where these people were criticizing my performance on the show and sending like 8-paragraph emails.
Right.
And he had to read, this is getting dumped in his lap, you know? So, whatever.
Yeah. And remember, some of the guys were even writing into our show, the Mass Superstars. Right. And yeah.
Right. Yeah. Those schmucks.
Oh, the Grapplers.
The Grapplers.
Yeah.
Mass Superstar. Next is from Mitch Polacek, and the subject is K100 being called out on the Sportster. Greetings, Dirty Animals and Joe. This article came from my MSN homepage. I saw the clickbaity picture of Disco in the chicken suit, so I clicked on it. The article somewhat puts over Conan, but conversely buries Disco. Regarding Conan, the article says, just a real sidebar here, buddy, on a sports Kita, they like post like a lot of stuff for me and Conan every week.
Sportster.
The Sportster, which, okay, all right.
Yeah. What's that?
Sportster, what is that?
I never really heard of it, you know, to be honest with you.
Okay, Conan, here's what the article says. Conan is one such retired wrestler, part of the Keeping 100 podcast, who sometimes draws the ire of fans of modern wrestlers with his comments. To fans in America, Conan was strictly a mid-carder, albeit a fun shout-along pre-match promo. Of course, fans of Mexican wrestling may have a different view of Conan. In the early 90s, he was one of Lucha Libre's top stars, a main eventer in the early years of AAA who was often touted as the Hulk Hogan of Mexico. Regarding Disco, the article says, in recent years, however, Disco, ironically Conan's co-host on Keeping 100, mostly spends his time having backwards opinions about whatever AEW is doing and trashing gifs of Joshi wrestling on Twitter. My question is, does the Sportster get added to the Disco list? Personally, I believe so, but not for putting Disco on this list, but for the misinformation saying the Superior One's comments are backwards opinions about AEW. P.S. What the F is Joshi wrestling? Joshi wrestling is the Japanese female girls, right?
That's Japanese girls, right?
Okay.
Well, I want to say something. before you put them on a list or anything like that, they didn't all say negative, D.I., because it says here, during his time in WCW, Disco was a fun mid-carder and a decent in-ring performer getting a respectable mileage out of a low-effort gimmick.
Okay. Well, Joe, I'm going to go one step further. The guy that wrote this article, his name is Danny Jeljusevich. I'm going to say it again.
Oh, okay. Yeah, all right. I got it.
Danny Jeljusevich.
Right.
Conan. Danny Jeljusevich.
Who? That's
right. Some no name. Bro, let me explain to the guy that wrote this email. Dude, I do not value the opinions of a lot of these dirt sheet article writers. These people, I've never heard of them, right? And they're not talking to me. They're talking about me. So I don't – their opinion is not – nothing I would value at all. Next is some Kyle Salters, and the subject is Son of Umaga. Umaga. What's up, guys? Umaga has a son named Zilla Fatu that started training at Booker T school earlier this year. He has his very first match for Booker T's Reality of Wrestling promotion on July 15th. Do you think after Zilla wrestles a couple months this year for Reality of Wrestling, the WWE will fast track him to NXT, have him wrestle for a couple months on there, and then get him on the main roster soon after so they can put him in the Bloodline storyline mix by this time next summer? Or do you think they would be better off waiting and letting him get his reps in a ring of ROW Reality Wrestling and maybe hire him in 2025 so they can bring in Jacob Fatu at the same time? Look up his Instagram so Conan can look at him. He looks like $1 million. Like, you know, like I think he's kind of a football player, like, you know, typical Samoan, great athlete, played a lot, you know. I didn't know that Jimmy Uso was that good of an athlete. Like, he was most likely to succeed? Was he the quarterback on the football team or something like that? Joe, look that up.
Jimmy Uso.
Look at Jimmy Uso, because, you know, Roman played for Georgia Tech. You know, like, I mean, you know, bro, these guys are like really, these guys are high class athletes, you know, which is why they're probably so good. Next is from, what's his
Jimmy
guy's
Uso
name?
Jimmy Uso played college football at West Alabama.
Did he really?
Yeah.
What position?
Had dreams of a football career.
What do you play? What position do you play?
It doesn't say in this article, but I'll get it.
Next is from Anthony Hunt. The subject's question for Conan. K100 crew. Greetings to Joe, Conan, and Disco Inferno. Greetings, all. This one is for the master book, heart, and soul of AAA, a big dog, Conan. If you get a chance, you got to check out Electra Lopez, pound for pound, best heel in NXT, and she's thick as hell. She's confident, acts like a true badass. Conan, I think she'll pique your interest. My question is, if you think she's a AAA material, that's from Anthony Hunt. Look this girl up. What's her name? Electra Lopez, Joe.
Okay. And both Usos were linebackers.
Figures. Samoan linebackers.
They played on the same athletic. High school team. They played on the same high school team as Roman, and Roman was like a defensive player of the year.
You know who probably would have been a great professional wrestler? Who was the guy? Troy Palomulo. he had that like that wrestler type athleticism, you know? Like, is this Electra Lopez? That's pulling the pictures up on big screen here.
There you go.
Let's see one that shows her butt. The guy says she's thick. I'm just serious. The guy says she's thick
as
hell.
Well, you can see by her legs. You don't have to see her ass.
I mean, there's a nice side view of that. Yeah, that's a good
one. Try and find one that has her butt.
I got you.
Because I mean, I don't know why girls have, you know, I mean, there's not
a lot
of girls.
I'm sure that exists. I'm sure there's fan sites.
Did I sound creepy asking to see a picture of her butt?
Yeah, that's going to make Sports Keto.
Show me a picture of her, because I think that's the girl that was in LWO before they were LWO, when it was when they were in NXT.
That's up on the screen. That's her right there.
That's her?
Mm-hmm.
She looks pretty good. Yeah.
Trained by Damian.
Yeah,
Adams.
But check and see if she was in the girl that was with Santos Escobar and the Legado de Fantasma in NXT.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah. No, what were they? Yeah. They weren't LWO. They were, the faction was called
Legado de Fantasma.
Yeah.
Yeah. NXT 2.0 she was. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
So another one from Anthony Hunt. He's going to get suspended.
Absolutely.
Question for Disco. K100 crew. Greetings all. Sorry, Disco, if it's two emails. I beg for forgiveness. There's no forgiveness. It's just a week suspension. You know the rules. I just got to ask this. My great storytelling for the Bloodline. Why couldn't WWE do this for MVP and the Hurt Business? Hurt Business versus Bloodline is a mega money match. My question is, who's the next stable to confront the Bloodline? I kind of like the OC or Imperium. What do you think? Sincerely, that's from Anthony Hunt. Disco, keep slaying the marks. They're not on your level, never were. I agree with that. Bro, there's a lot of stuff on the table for the Bloodline still. I just want to see where this is. They're having internal problems right now, and that's where the story's going. I'm just wondering if Jey Uso is going to end up back with Sammy, like those two guys together, like his buddies, you know? Next is from William Alicia, and the subject is Narcos Mexico. That's interesting. Hi, Conan. I want to know your thoughts on Amado Carrillo Fuentes. At the conclusion of the final episode in Season 3 of Narcos Mexico, the two DEA agents mentioned that the corpse winded up missing and the two surgeons who worked on Amado being killed. My question is, could this have been a cover-up, and could he actually still be alive? What are your thoughts? Thanks. That's from William.
I wasn't listening too much. What was the last question?
All right, here we go. I want to know your thoughts on Amado Carrillo Fuentes. At the conclusion of the final episode of Season 3 of Narcos Mexico, the two DEA agents mentioned the corpse winding up missing and the two surgeons who worked on Amado being killed.
That's the guy. Okay, go ahead. What's the question?
Could this have been a cover-up, and could he actually still be alive? What are your thoughts?
That's what I thought when it happened. I mean, why would, if you're the most looked for man in Mexico, why would you go to Mexico to get plastic surgery? You know, you could have done that in Europe or somewhere else. So right. I always thought it was bullshit, you know, for him to disappear, and maybe the Mexican government said, hey, take your money, go somewhere, you know, and that's what I thought. But it could have happened, you know, that he died during plastic surgery. But he was the Lord of Disguise. He was the first guy to actually make a lot of money flying, you know, drugs over the border.
Mm. Here's your pictures you want at DI.
Okay. She's good. I guess that's not really thick. I think she's in good shape. Yeah. She looks good.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Conan, is she good for AAA?
let me just say this. First of all, she's under contract. Number two, I was not very impressed with what I saw with her. So I would say right now, no.
Interesting.